Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This is the Morning Mayhem. My name is Chad Thomas in for Howard Feldman. Joining us now is Charisse Zelfich, the head of communications for the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Charisse, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
So Charisse, great news for South Africa and for Israel, considering all the comments that were made prior to our reigning Miss South Africa leaving for Israel to participate in the Miss Universe journey and then coming out as the second runner-up. Tell me, how did South Africans welcome her back? And let's talk a bit about the courage she showed during this whole journey.
So, Chad, yes, indeed, she was extremely courageous. There were different types of people at the airport to welcome her. Remember that she's also Lalela's a ballerina, and there were two young ballet dancers there. And I'm guessing here, but the woman with them, I'm assuming, was possibly Lalela's teacher. And they looked every bit the part of ballerinas with their hair tied back and their posture beautiful. And I'll talk about when she actually came in, but they were there. There were a bunch of young women who were there clearly just because they admired Lalela and wanted to welcome her home. There were the traditional Zulu dancers in full traditional regalia with their drums. There was a large contingent of Zionist Christians who afterwards were singing and ululating and dancing. There were members of the Jewish community. We had a huge banner that said, "Welcome home, Lalela," and everybody was willing to hold it and wanting to be in the front there. Of course, there were members of her family, Chad. They were holding flowers. They were to the side of the airport, not quite with the crowd, so that as soon as she came in, they were the first ones there to greet her. And then, Chad, there were exactly 5 members of the BDS movement with their Palestinian flags. And I stress this because there was a call for the BDS movement to go out and show their lack of support of Lalela. And in total, there were only 5 of them, no more than that. Oi. When she came in, sorry, carry on.
I was just like, oi, after all that noise that was made and creating such divisions, she's welcomed home in such an amazing manner and fashion. And the people that caused this discontent, a handful, literally a handful arrive.
Exactly, literally. And it's an important point because when she came in, there was such excitement. You know, people started ululating. Her family gave her the flowers. The young ballerinas rushed to the front and she came and greeted them warmly. We were all so excited. But through that, 5 people managed to shout, "Free, free Palestine." And in her conference, press conference afterwards, she said, in spite of all the warmth and the welcome, there's always that niggling, that negativity. And she heard it through the other voices, the warm voices. And she said, it's human nature sometimes to focus on the negative. But Chad, she spoke so beautifully during the conference. She was very emotional. And these are just some of the things she said. She said what she said on her acceptance during the pageant. She made it clear that she was choosing courage over comfort and urged other women to do the same. And she mentioned that again. She said, Chad, and it was very emotional, it was hard. She tried very hard not to cry, but when she spoke about the death threats and intimidation that she'd received, she was very, very teary. And she said it was the experience of being a baptism of fire. And the reason she was teary is because she and her family had received death threats, and she'd wondered if it was the right thing to do, not because of her lack of conviction, but because of the death threats and intimidation that she was forced to go through. And she questioned why she'd been forced to go through. She said she didn't choose this war. The pageant was always going to be in Israel. Everybody knew that. And she said she couldn't believe the venom that was placed against her. Chad, she also mentioned that she would do it again. Somebody asked if she would do it again, and she said she would. She said if there's one way to get her to do something, it's to tell her not to do it. And she wanted to set an example that actions spoke louder than words. Just some of the things she said, Chad, I don't know if you want me to talk a little bit more. There was a journalist from Getaway, a newspaper, which is a Christian-based publication in the Eastern Cape. And the woman said to her, you know, I've been to Israel. what was it like this time round? And Lalela spoke about going to Jerusalem, and she spoke about placing a little note in the wall, and she said it was helped renew her. She said it was it gave her that kind of spiritual peace to carry on and to carry on doing what she was doing.
Well, Cherie Seifert, I must thank you for joining us today. I think it's so very important that people understand that we can overcome this division that's been sown amongst us, especially when it comes to something like this, which on a broader stage always has this message of peace and reconciliation. One thing I do want to see happening, however, is that an investigation is launched by authorities into these threats that were made against her and her family, because it's totally unacceptable. It's not something that we can tolerate in a society that is already so violent in South Africa, specifically with regards to GBV. So I hope that the authorities will be doing something about that.
Chad, you know, I also wonder to what extent, you know, she mentioned in a subsequent interview in Newsroom Africa that she thinks she was targeted because she is a young woman and potentially an easy target. She used the word low-hanging fruit. And she said, and I wonder to what extent people thought that because she was a young woman, she would be easily bullied. What is nice, Chad, is that she explained that she is very concerned about unemployment in this country, and that is her charity, that is going to be her foundation's role, and she's already pledged 10% of her earnings to this charity. And she's the kind of person who really puts her money where her mouth is. She walks the talk, she's courageous, she urges people to be courageous, but she herself, you know, does it first. And I really think her contribution to South Africa and her name will be remembered a lot longer than the people who tried to bully her, who have contributed absolutely nothing to this country in any possible way except their negativity.
Cherise, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Cherise Seifert is the head of communications at the South African Jewish Board of Deputies and a regular on Chai FM.